You're listening to the PFR podcast.
Play the intro music.
Oh. Okay, ready?
This is the People's Front Room Collective. Hello and welcome to the third People's Front Room podcast. My name's Tom Fryer. I'm here with a different crew today. We've got a couple of absentees. My man Haybus is presenting.
Hello there, Tom. I am visibly excited to be here.
Standing in for his brother. Clayton Lawrence Blizzard the First.
The one and only CLB.
Couldn't be here, sadly, due to an unforeseen illness.
Yes, he's trapped under something heavy, I believe.
Quite.
It's a filing cabinet, something of that ilk, anyway.
Something of that nature. We've got another absentee, Paul James Hopkins. Couldn't be here today, so...
The shining swan of the PFR.
In his place, we've got our producer, James Graham.
Hey! It's me! Woo!
And audience member, the wonderful Gina Leonard, just sitting in for the ride. We've got some great music today. We've got a live set coming up from China Bowls, who's due to arrive shortly. Music from The Happy Few, Bombs, Claire Northey, the Bruce Islett Big Band, and lots more. So we're going to hit off with a track from Bombs called Darker Than Disney. And I'd just like to say that it is... the first time this track's ever been played anywhere.
Exclusive!
I'm
That was the Bombs Darker Than Disney, a PFR podcast exclusive. All longtime friends of ours. They've been part of the People's Front Room for years and years. Charlie Fitz, Adam Holgay, our very own James Graham here. Ree Williams. Used to be Jimmy Needles on the decks, didn't it? But now they often feature Richie Fitz.
Kane and Keeney.
My man.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing an album at the moment, right?
Yeah, it's going to be released in I think January 2054. going by my watch, it's going to have 54 tracks on it. I already said that number. we're making it right now, yeah, and it's slow, but it's getting there. And it's great, yeah. It's going to have quite a lot of tracks on it. 17 tracks, some of them recorded in 2012. As long ago as that.
Oh my god.
It's almost like a best of, but it's the band's first record, so.
So the first best of?
Yeah.
The first best of many. the first of many best ofs?
It's the greatest hit, but it's the first album.
Yeah, right.
But isn't this going to be so you've got this greatest hits album coming up because you guys have been playing together since 2012 absolutely fantastically in the People's Front Room. I have been witness to that vibe on many occasions, and oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you have the opportunity, don't ever spurn it to see the Bombs. And I've seen it a lot, and they're fantastic live and a great outfit, but do you not think that this might sort of catch you up a little bit in the whole sort of tricky second album thing? You know, if you do the first album, it's got all the songs you've been jamming and playing for years and years, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, shit, we've got to write another album.
It's already been written. Second album's already been written, pretty much.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The second album is already nearly complete.
I mean, the band is incredible. It's prolific, almost, I'd say, writing songs. You know, there's so many songs that the band has written that there's even probably songs for the third album. But the songs that, you know, are all there, but the process of making the album, you see what I mean? It's a little bit more difficult, so hence the greatest hits, best of, first album.
So we're going to bring you in the second track tonight from The Ephemerals. It's called God's Gonna Make You Laugh.
And he will.
I came too far for tears, not gonna cry. I told the devil, you can hurt him, can't make him die. Yeah, you're hurting now, but one day, God's gonna make you laugh. I'm a child of God, and I know He won't turn His back. It's like walking around your house at night without turning on the light. It's familiar, but dark inside. You know something. It's like walking round your house at night.
It's in the people you kiss and hug and fight, protest with, snort that wine. You drink to them and you dance at night. Everything's gonna be alright, 'cause God is gonna make you laugh.
So that was The Ephemerals with God's Gonna Make You Laugh. And coincidentally, we've got the keyboard player here in the room with us again.
Oh my gosh, how did that happen? Hi James, could you just... glad to have you still with us. James Greydog Graham on the keys. Could you just tell us a little bit about The Ephemerals and about that particular track?
Well, that particular track is actually, I think, maybe my favourite. Definitely my favourite track to play live with the band, because it's all got a lot of motion behind it, and the lyrics really speak to me, I think. And Wolfie just goes, he's got the most incredible raspy shout on him, and it sends shivers down my spine every time I hear that recording. It's great.
That scream sort of towards the end is just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And he did that. The funny thing about that track is I feel like it sums up the whole album that track's in, called Chasing Ghosts, which was all about death, actually. And it was written, I think, when Nick was going through quite a rough time, and the album was recorded in 2 days, and he sent us loads of demos of him playing the songs on the guitar. He's got an absolutely terrible singing voice, and I remember listening to them and just being like, thinking that this is gonna be a bit of a disaster, a bit of a train crash. But in places it was extremely disorganized, but out of that chaos came some amazing live moments in the studio, which one of those is the end of that track, and all of Holgate's guitar playing, Adam Holgate on the guitar is playing at the end. That was all done in one take, and Wolfie's vocal was all done in one take. So the whole thing. It's like, and the album, that you listen to it, you can really tell that the moments are really live, and that's what gives it the sound.
It's that kind of raw edge to it.
Yeah.
He's such a legend, Wolfie, as well. I remember at Shambhala last year when he played with Guts on the main stage, and Guts are a band that I've been listening to for years, and one of my favourite songs of theirs, he came on stage for at Shambhala that time and played, and just the way he was jumping up and down and screaming it at the top of his lungs, like, just filled me with just pure joy, man, to see like one of my mates sing a song that I've been into for 5, 6, 7 years, you know. It's an amazing time.
Yeah.
And then he came off and he was like, "Tom, man, how's it going, man? You guys at the PFR, you're onto something good, man. You gotta keep doing it. We gotta come over and play some songs with you, man." He was like gushing, like full of love, like.
He loves the PFR.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't wait for the next few festivals that you can come and hang out with us.
We gotta get. If you're listening to this, Wolfie, we gotta get you there, man. We gotta get you there.
Yeah, man.
So, we're going to hit you up with a track from Claire Nordy, who is a French violinist based in Bristol. We heard about her through a friend of ours, Cassie Madley. Shout out to Cassie. She is a brilliant violinist. She does a lot of work with loop stations, and she's the first artist that's ever been signed by Check One, a new Bristol label who are putting on events all around the city, who I'm hearing more and more about. They're like a live electronic night in Bristol. So, yeah, we've heard about this girl, Claire, and we're looking forward to hopefully getting to her along to some events soon. And
this is a great track of hers, which has got a wicked video on YouTube as well, called Brain Crash.
This is the PFR podcast,
the People's Front Room Collective. The People's Front Room Collective. That was Samaya with his track Love Fusion. Again, there's a great video on YouTube you can watch that, made by Amy Nolan. Yeah, he's a legend, Toby, from Milton Keynes. He studied in Nottingham with a few mates of mine, and he's got an album or two out with King Underground Records. One of them's called Colourpoint. It's a great album. Yeah, and he does loads of hip-hop, live MPC kind of stuff with a sample pad, and I played some synth on an EP release of his one time. And yeah, it's just really, really great music.
And synth is a synthesizer for the uninitiated among us. That's more for myself than anyone else in the room. I just like to keep the older people abreast of developments.
Hey, us here representing slightly older contingent. Not that much older, only very slightly.
I've been told I can still play 29.
We've got a great track coming up next from the Bruce Islett Big Band, who are a collaboration of our friend Johnny Bruce and Danny Islett. And they do this amazing live set with about 17 different horn players from all over the country. And they do it in a traditional swing style, like a concert would have been in the 1930s with no amplification. Well, you know, the bass might be amplified and the keys might be amplified a bit, but all the horns are completely unamplified and loads of swing dancers go. And it's amazing. And our man Johnny B on the trumpet, he's just a regular G. So this is the Bruce Islett Big Band live.
Thank you.
That was the Bruce Islett Big Band with Recreation of the Duke Ellington Orchestra live. Absolutely amazing. So, I should mention that the People's Front Room has got some exciting stuff coming up. We've got we've just been confirmed for Stand and Calling, a festival just outside London, which is taking place on the last weekend of July. And we'll be taking our big venue to the event. We'll have 3 days of constant live music taking place over two stages. Probably have about 50 musicians there or something crazy. Don't quote me on that to the organisers because we haven't received the tickets yet. But it's going to be amazing and we're going to be there in full force. So if you're there, then that's something to look forward to. We've also got the People's Front Room Takeover happening in Hastings on the 15th of April, which is a one-night event taking place in the Printworks. And, yeah, well, there's going to be about 20 of us down there playing shitloads of live music all night. It's going to be a banging party. along with some class musicians from Hastings involved too. So lots of exciting stuff happening here at the People's Front Room. And what could be more exciting than a live set from the one and only China Bowls?
Hello.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
What song are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play one of mine called Only Love.
Only Love?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, when you're ready,
cool.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Poised to be perplexed by the measure of your wisdom, poised to be embarrassed, what's your name again? I missed it, carved it in the steam upon my glass as it was glistening, yet I poised to always find the demons of my past within you, ready to resurrect them no matter what you will do, poised to make the same mistakes and trace the blame across my palm. Where did you come from? When will you go? Did you get what you came for yet? And how can I know? Find someone to bleed on. Find they bother you so. Did they get what they came for yet? And how can you know? When we only hurt the ones we love enough to ask the questions that are worth the hurting for. Still it's only love that drives us on, keeps us posing questions to the ones that we adore. Poised to be perplexed by your eyes, poised to be perplexed by your smile, poised to be perplexed by the measure of your wisdom. Poised to be perplexed by her eyes, poised to be perplexed in this life, poised to be perplexed by the measure of your wisdom. Where did you come from? Where will you go? Did you get what you came for yet? And how can I know? I found someone to lean on, to have and to hold. Did they get what they came for yet? And how can I know? When we only hurt the ones we love enough to ask the questions that are worth the hurting for. Still it's only love that drives us on, keeps us posing questions to the ones that we adore and adorn with the answers we long for. When we're given them, we're still so unsure. Yes, this is our only love. Yes, this is our only love. Yes, this is our it's It is I, her only love, that you are frightened of my love. It's only us, it's only us.
Amazing. So great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you've been doing some really exciting stuff recently with Saffron Records and Mr. Woodnote and Eva Lazarus, am I right?
Yeah, so signed with Saffron Records, did a gig with Eva Lazarus through Saffron Records, and got to work with Mr. Woodnote. He came and played on one of the tracks on the EP that I then released through Saffron Records.
Amazing, yeah. And we played Wonder on the first ever People's Front Room podcast.
Woo, oh my god.
Yeah, big ups. And that
Yeah, that's the one he's on. He layered up loads of saxophone. So it sounds like a brass section, but it's just him.
Nice.
Yeah.
And have you got any more recordings coming out or gigs coming up or anything like that?
I'm just doing like some writing at the moment. I've got a gig with the whole band on the 18th of February at the Louisiana, which would be really nice. And that's for a blog called Tap the Feed, who were the Flux Presents, but they've had to rebrand because there was another brand that had their name.
That's cool.
Yeah, with Cousin Cooler that are headlining as well, so that would be fun. And then, yeah, just practicing for that, really, with the band.
Nice. And I think you joined the PFR at the same time as me and Chaz Thorogood,
yeah, the
is
same
that right?
summer, but I was like a festival behind you.
Were you not at Boomtown?
No, I found it at Boomtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Best of all.
I actually saw one of Chaz's first performances, but I thought he'd been there for ages. I was like, oh right. My god, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Which he is, but yeah, it was like one of his first gigs there, I think.
Back in 2013.
Yeah.
Amazing. So that was China Bowls. One more time, everybody. And this is a track from Los Twangueros, a Hastings band called Fancy a Curry.
That was Los Twangueros with their song, Let's Have a Curry. What's the song called?
Fancy a Curry.
Great segue, Tom. No, it's great. It's good stuff.
That was Los Twangueros with Fancy a Curry, and off their album All Day Breakfast. The drummer in that band, James Gulliver, is absolutely amazing. That's our connection with it. He's come to the PFR for the last year or two, and he's just been a breath of fresh air. And I was talking to him about that song, and he said that it was actually, the guitar track was taken from a garage band project made about 12 years ago, and then he just set up two mics in his mate's kitchen and like recorded the whole drum track to it. And he said the whole album was done like that. And I'm a massive fan of his lo-fi drum sounds. He always gets a real sort of crisp drum sound, I think, which is really lovely. He said that it sounds like someone's Greek uncle's kitchen party.
Fantastic. I'm a massive fan of his on the toilet selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fan of those.
They're nice really going off.
He's a wonderful man, an exceptional musician, and a great hugger, which I think is very important in this day and age. People should hug more. Trees or people, whatever, just hug.
Damn straight.
Purest form of communication, the hug and music.
The hug and music, very profound. Well, we've got Hey Bus here, and there's a song that he wrote. What's it called again?
It's called Another Day Job, Tom. Thanks for asking.
Another Day Job. See, I was going to call it Just Another Day in the Life of a Jobbing Actor, but...
That's a line lifted straight from the song. I thought it would be classier to not use that as the title, just make up a slightly ambiguous title.
Absolutely. It's one of my favourites of yours, to be sure, though. Perhaps before I ramble on about it into the evening, we should let the song do the talking, and you should just go for it, bro.
Yeah, why not? This is Another Day Job. Just another day in the life of a jobbing actor. Another casting, that's the train fare lottery. A 2 grand job this week, then working as a waiter. Qualified for nothing, except pretending to be anything. He got a job today performing for old people, tucked up wheelchair blankets in their old folks' homes. But it can be hazardous performing for old people. He stood in piss this morning, not wearing any shoes. One old girl screamed fuck off until she was removed. In a beat-up rental van on the colostomy tour. People keep asking him if this is his real job, but he always looks on the bright side. Performance is its own reward. Sometimes it's even quite touching. Like the old guy who laughed so much he nearly died. It's true. So it's just another day in the life of a jobbing actor. Another casting, that's the train fare lottery. Tap dancing job this week, then working as a chauffeur. Qualified for nothing, said pretending to be anything. Theatre and education has been his bread and butter. So don't say fuck or bugger when you're in a school. 300 screaming kids and a teacher doing marking. While he's trying to give his Isambard Kingdom Brunel a Hanu man, the monkey god, Moses or Isaac Newton. Just trying to educate and entertain as well. But he always looks on the bright side. Performance is its own reward. Sometimes it's even quite touching. Cause you always know when little kids are bored. So it's just another day in the life of a jobbing actor. Another casting, that's the train fare lottery. A pirate job this week, then working as a teacher. Qualified for nothing, so pretending to be anything but me. Another village hall, another bed and breakfast. Another mid-scale tour and another cheap hotel.
He's on the road so much he rarely knows what day it is. Just shouting in the evenings, wearing someone else's clothes. And he can't get car insurance just in case he knows Tom Cruise. But one day his dreams may come true, or he may win an Oscar or two. Till then he'll just keep on trying, 'cause there's nothing else that he'd rather do. So he'll laugh another day at his life as a jobbing actor. He's got a smiley wave for almost everyone he sees, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile and so rejection doesn't faze him. None of this will ever bring him to his knees.
Yeah!
Thank you, you're too kind. You really are far too kind.
My main man, Haybus. What a performance.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say about that song, I love it. I love it because it really, I think, sums up what it is to be a struggling artist. And obviously acting is something that you've been doing for a long time. And there's a real nostalgia in that song. About, you know, all those times that you've had, and you said yourself before we started recording that every lyric in that song is true.
Absolutely true. So every single job I have at one time or another done, so I've been a chauffeur, a teacher, a pirate, a tap dancer, every performance. So in schools I've been Isambard Kingdom Brunel, I've been Moses, I've been Isaac Newton, and yes, I have stood in piss wearing nothing but my socks in an old people's home, and one guy seriously had to be stretchered out. He was laughing so much at our performance, for the right reasons, that he was stretched out and nearly died. But he was happy. And also, a really poignant moment in an old people's home. We'd just done this performance of Mother Goose, and I was in a goose costume. And this nurse came up to us afterwards in floods of tears. And she said, my particular charge is this old woman, Beryl, and she's had a stroke. She had her second or third stroke about 18 months ago. She hasn't spoken since. And she's, you know, been fairly catatonic. And, you know, she can still eat, but she doesn't speak. And after your performance, she just looked over me and went, it's amazing how they remember all the lines, isn't it? Hadn't spoken in 18 months, and then said that, and that reduced her character. So it was, you know, the sublime to the ridiculous, that particular tour. But, you know, when you've been in this game as long as I have, you've
seen. I think there's something, you know, like everyone in the room now, and probably a lot of the people listening, can really identify with that struggle, though, because we're all artists, and we all know what it's like to doubt ourselves and wonder whether or not we're going forward on the right path. And, you know, whether it's music or whether it's acting, whether it's, you know, videography, anything, I'm sure people feel like that. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to encapsulate in a song. And it's something that's very close to the heart of the PFR as well, because exactly what we're trying to do here is create a platform for musicians to grow and to develop and to, you know, have a bit of guidance on that long and difficult journey, really. So I think that's a really important thing.
Well, I've found that very much, especially with music for me, because I've been an actor for so many years, and music is something that's always been very much a hobby, but I'm an actor musician, so I've played guitar and chose blah blah, but this whole me making my own songs and making my own music has been a real journey. And through the PFR I've really felt supported and really grown as a performer, and you know, I had my own skill set as just standing in front of people and talking rubbish, but as a musician and to be able to get involved with the jam sometimes, and I've really improved as a musician, and it is a great platform in terms of what we do in the summer is people, if you come in and you've got an instrument and you ask the right, you know, find the right person in the PFR to ask and say, can I have a go, can I get a shot, and you know more often than not you get the go ahead, unless you're absolutely twat, you know, you get some people walking and going, oh, I can play the drums, I let me begin to... Sometimes you let them because they turn out to be some sort of idiot savant and they're amazing. But if you're genuinely looking for a place to kind of feel the love and the vibe of openness and expression, then it's a great place to be and a great, great environment to be in.
So you're an actor as well as a musician, and you have obviously sort of like bridged that gap, as you were just saying, and you've got this character, Haybus. You know, how does that fit in with all of that?
essentially for me, so Haybus is a character I play, and it allows me to stand in front of a microphone and connect with people, because that's where I exist, that's where I'm at my happiest. Performance really is, for me, its own reward. Sometimes I get paid very well for it, and that's great, but for me, it's about an actor is what I am. It's not just what I do. The fact that I've been able to make a living out of it is incredible, and I feel fortunate every day. And this is the thing that strikes me about the People's Front Room, is I've been so encouraged as a musician to pursue and it's a real safe environment to pursue and to try new things and new ideas. And the fact that it's become, even in the 5 years that I've been affiliated, it's become much more multimedia related. Like, we had some great from Lloyd, some great projection film with some Foley sound that we all got involved in, and there's a lot more poetry and a lot of collaboration across between musicians, and you know, possibly there might even be some theatre elements that will come into the
I'd really love to bring some theatre, and we talked about it at one stage, didn't we? But it's not as so simple as just knocking something together. It's going to require some thought, but for me, getting some theatre in there is would be a real progression, you know.
Yeah, maybe we'll do, you know, some Chekhov or something. We'll get it. We'll keep it really cultural and dark and Russian.
And on that note of Chekhov, we're going to hit you with a track from The Happy Few called Running on Empty.
Kind of drug that you felt when you were young. All this living ain't easy, just don't get too crazy, cause you might drown before you are done. Go live it out now, now, now. Go laugh out loud, ha, ha, ha. Play to that crowd down, see, like a sad clown. You're running. Chances, no simple glances will take you away from the sight. Go live it out now, now, now. Go laugh out loud, ha, ha. Time to get down now, like James Brown. Running, 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 running
So that was The Happy Few with Running on Empty, a song that deals with
the deep subjects of loss and depression alongside mental illness in general. Pretty heavyweight subjects they're tackling there. Amazing live band. Drummer Jai Widdowson-Jones is a good friend of ours here at the PFR. And we've seen him around Bristol a few times, and they always put on a banging show. There's a video you can watch to that on YouTube, which was released only a week or so ago, which highlights the internal fight and struggle that the song's about. And the filmmaker says that the video actually deals with the external perception of it, and the song deals with the internal perception of it, which is why he thinks they work so well together. And on that note, we are bringing the podcast to a close. So, podcast. Everyone's kind of waning. Haybus is on his phone. James is stretching like he's tired.
I'm Instagrating. Bless you.
Everyone's kind of losing it a bit.
I'm putting stuff on Instagram. Yes, I'm a social media slut, and I will put things on.
So I want to say a massive thank you to everyone involved. Cheers, Haybus, for your song and your spiel. It's been wicked.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Cheers, Grey Dog, for hosting. And Gina for watching, and China Bowls for performing as well. That's it from us.
I've had such a good day.
Night-night.
Night-night,
everyone.
Shh.
This has been the People's Front Room.